Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. Back in September this year, I travelled to Cleveland in the United States to attend Content Marketing World, the largest event anywhere focused on the practice of content marketing. Over 3,500 marketers from more than 60 countries were in attendance for 4 days of learning, networking, and sharing ideas. Many of the sessions were filled with examples of product and service companies from many different industries all over the world who have built large audiences for their business with a content-led approach to their marketing. One such brand was Lego, who has built a media empire with properties such as the Lego Movie, their YouTube channel, and many, many other content-led initiatives. Other smaller companies included Highlands, a homeopathic company who created a website called the Pickleball Channel, a platform dedicated to the sport of, you guessed it, pickleball, one of the fastest-growing sports in North America among seniors. Now, just like I did, if you're thinking, what on earth is pickleball? It's a cross between tennis, badminton, and ping pong. The Pickleball Channel is arguably the largest online resource for the sport of pickleball anywhere in the world with an equally large audience. The website is powered by Highlands Leg Cramps, a popular remedy for those who suffer from, you guessed it, leg cramps. And who do you think buys more of this product than anyone else? You guessed it again, it's seniors. And more specifically, it's seniors who play pickleball. Highlands Leg Cramps has a massive following, an audience if you will. This was one of my favorite examples at Content Marketing World this year of a brand who added value outside of their products, which in turn drives far more sales of their products than if they had marketed them directly to consumers the old-fashioned way. But there was one example of a brand that, in an industry highly regulated, much like real estate, has gone all in with this idea of becoming a media company. This is the story of a bank that turned itself into a bilingual media company while still remaining a bank. Based in Denmark, Jyske Bank's integrated marketing program includes its own high-tech television studio, where it produces daily television and video shows under the banner of Jyske Bank TV. Jyske Bank TV creates programs about finance and incorporates compelling stories aimed at its primary audience of younger consumers and small businesses. Their head office is essentially a TV station with cameras, lighting, and crew stationed there full-time. The bank produces a public-facing, award-winning web TV channel that runs 24/7 on Jyske Bank TV. Asked why he turned a bank into a media company, Lass Hoglett, the brainchild of Jyske Bank TV, said, "When we started in 2007, we were living in a media world getting more and more fragmented. We thought, what can we do to get our message out to our audience without relying on older media? So Jyske Bank TV was born." Jyske Bank TV has won numerous awards around the world, including Europe's Best Web TV at the Digital Communication Awards. The bank's content is so good that it's been picked up by a national Danish TV network. And when the traditional media outlets need a financial expert, they call Jyske Bank. Their videos regularly get thousands, even tens of thousands, of views on Facebook. And today, Jyske Bank refer to themselves as the first ever media company to have their own bank. Jyske Bank have flipped the traditional way of marketing completely on its head. Instead of interrupting what people in their community are interested in, they became what the community are interested in. Jyske Bank are not alone. There were countless other examples at Content Marketing World of service brands who have gone down the path of becoming a media company and are seeing huge success. This approach to marketing is not unique to one industry. If you have clients and prospects, which you do, they are consuming content about something to do with real estate. They're probably just not getting it from a real estate agent. No one gave Jyske Bank permission to turn their bank into a media company. They simply took it upon themselves to engage, educate, and inform people with helpful content with the goal of building an audience that would ultimately drive profitable change eventually. As opposed to what we typically do in real estate, whereby we create sales collateral that aims primarily to convince people why they should list with us right now. Jyske Bank used to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in corporate advertising and sponsorships to get in front of someone else's audience. Today, those very same organizations ask to advertise to Jyske Bank's audience. the power has completely shifted as soon as Yuska Bank built an audience of their own. So what say you? Could this work in real estate? Could this business approach be one of the disruptors to our industry that everyone keeps talking about? It seems feasible that a major portal or a media company could very well become an agency themselves one day. But for some reason, it feels weird when we talk about real estate agencies becoming a media company. Why this is, I don't know. Yuska Bank did it. Lego did it. Highlands Leg Cramps did it. Why is real estate any different? Sure, there will always be naysayers and those who believe that this could never work in real estate. But what if it did? What if one of your competitors went all in and turned their real estate business into a media company that just happens to sell and manage properties? With the cost of video and audio technology where it is today, and the ability to publish content quickly and inexpensively to the web, it's really any size business that could adopt a media company model with a small investment. It didn't happen overnight for Yuska Bank. They invested in the long game. They believed there was a better way to win attention and drive profitable change for their business. If you want these very same things, a media company model might just be the answer. And as the late Steve Jobs said it best, the ones who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are usually the ones who do. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and you'll join more than 42,000 agents from around the world who get our latest episode straight to their inbox each week. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.